وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. In a previous episode, I should say, we were looking at stealing, and we said that stealing is when a person takes something that's not rightfully his. And the scale obviously differs from one type of stealing to another. Nevertheless, they're all bad. But on a bigger scale, when countries or systems starts to steal from people, that's when the community and society starts to suffer the most. And the act of stealing has been done through centuries, through the history of mankind, from the beginning until now, where people take the other wealth of other people. And today, they also are doing that. A lot of systems are actually doing that. But they just do it with different titles and different names. And, you know, sometimes even under brands and organizations and even humanitarian organizations, they are also using them to steal the wealth of other people. So Islam stood firm against the act of stealing, to the point that Islam considered stealing to be a major sin, min al-dhunub al-kabira aw kaba'ir al-dhunub. To the point the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, وَلَا يَسْرِقُ السَّارِقُ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. A thief will not steal while he's a mu'min. So whenever a person steals from others, he is no longer a mu'min. Actually, to begin with, he is not a mu'min, because if he was a mu'min to begin with, if he was a true, devoted believer, then he would not have stolen from people. So Islam says, you steal, then you're not a mu'min. We have a problem with that. And then when we look at why has Islam stood firm against thievery and stealing, we have a hadith from our 8th Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. He says, حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ السَّرِقَةُ لِمَا فِيهَا مِنْ فَسَادٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbade stealing for the amount of corruption it has. So it's not just on a personal level. No. It's actually more than that. And the Imam alayhi salam goes on to explain, لِمَا فِيهَا مِنْ فَسَادِ الْأَمْوَالِ, that when they steal, people steal from others, that's corruption when it comes to money itself. That money becomes haram itself to be used and transferred and given to other people, because it becomes مَخْصُوب, taken by force, usurped. So the money itself becomes corrupted. وَقَتْلُ الْأَنْفُسِ, and then that money could be used to kill people. And sometimes those who steal, in order for them to steal, they have to kill. So there's a problem there. And then the Imam says, وَلَمَّا يَأْتِي فِي التَّغَاصِبِ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ وَالتَّنَازِعِ وَالتَّحَاصُدِ. So when a person takes the wealth of other people by force, through stealing, it creates murder, it creates fights, it creates arguments, it creates jealousy, it creates a number of sins that will follow when it comes to stealing. وَمَا يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ التِّجَارَاتِ. Also those who steal, there will be not a need to do any trades because they look, I'm getting my money easy, so why should I work? So the, you know, trades will come to a halt. Before we continue, let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we were looking at the corruption that follows stealing by the words of Al-Imam Ali ibn Musa Ridha alayhi salam. And then the Imam alayhi salam says, وَمَا يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ التِّجَارَاتِ. When it comes to leaving trades, no one would want to work anymore because they're taking the money the easy way by stealing it. وَالصَّنَاعَاتِ. When it comes to creating, inventing things, people want have the need to invent. Why? Because they have money and they stole it. So obviously, why should they, you know, try to work out their brains? And then the Imam says, وَقْتِنَاءِ الْأَمْوَالِ إِذَا كَانَ الشَّيْءَ الْمُقْتَنَى لَا يَكُونَ أَحَدًا أَحَقُّ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. And then it comes into the fact that, okay, I'm going to take money that I don't think anyone deserves. So there's no money, there's money, there's wealth out somewhere, and no one is taking it, so I'm going to go take it. So you can see that there's so many corruption levels happens when there is thievery, when there is stealing happening. So our societies, when if we look to the countries that we have in our modern world, you see some countries, they using their own powers to steal from other people. Sometimes you see some powers, they use the veto power to sanction other countries and deprive them of their wealth. So what happens when a country is sanctioned is basically they saying that you cannot sell to this country, you can only sell to the ones we provide, the one we agree with, which in return, these guys will get their share. So unless there's something in it for them, they will obviously stop a new way. So they steal through sanctions. So some nations steal through invading another nation. Okay, they say these guys have resources. We have to invade them to take their resources. So they do that as well. So when that happens, the corruption that follows, is it's on the political level, on the economical level, on the moral level. In all levels, people will suffer because someone or some entity decided to take the rights of people where that should not happen. For example, we see Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, he says, Wallah law u'titu al-aqalim as-sab'a. By Allah, if they gave me the seven continents, Bima tahta aflakiha, whatever's under the skies. So everything that they have. Ala an a'sullaha fi namlatin, that I might commit a sin when it comes to an ant. Doing what? Aslubuha julba sha'iratan ma fa'altu. To take that, you know, that with ants they take that, the cover or the shell of the wheat. He says, if I have to take that from an ant, taking from it, usurping it, and, you know, taking it by force, I would not do so. Even if they have to give me the seven continents. They said to me, here's the seven continents, just take that from this ant. He said, I will not do it. We'll leave it here, and inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. اللهم صل على
محمد وآله.